a life coaching relationship, because the relationship between the life coach and his or her client is different than any other relationship. So we're going to go through several aspects of that. First, we'll talk about the orientation meeting or discussion. This, again, may be by phone or it may be in person. A lot of coaches offer this as a free session just to make sure that the client knows what life coaching is and it's what they want to do. But in this first meeting or this first discussion, this is your opportunity to establish rapport with your client. And neuro-linguistic programming gives us several methods that we can use to help establish rapport with another person. Some of these are mirroring their body language. Now again, we don't want to do these things very blatantly where it's almost like mocking the person, but just being aware of the position, how the person sits if you're in person or if you're on video, and look at their body language, their tonality. If a person talks fast or talks slow, you can help establish rapport with that person if you match your own speech pattern with your client's speech pattern. Another way to help establish rapport is when a person makes a statement, is if you repeat that statement or the basic part of it and approve that statement. Again, you're giving the person approval, and that's something that all of us want. One way that we establish rapport is to assume that we already have rapport. Treat the person as if they're a good friend, and they will become a good friend. And that's the kind of rapport that you want to establish with your client. Now, as we go through the sections on the different skills that we use in life coaching, I'm going to talk about a lot of different methods, a lot of different modalities. One of these being NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming. We're not going to go into a lot of detail on how to do these things because there's information readily available on the internet for free that'll tell you all about some of these things, such as NLP. So if you're interested in that area, then you can just, you know, search through that and get more information. Now, again, your initial conversation with the person, this gives you the opportunity to explain the process itself, to a commitment from the client about how committed they are to achieve this goal. Explain the boundaries. Talk about what a coaching relationship is and what the client can expect from you and what you can expect from the client. We'll get into specifics on that in a little while. One of the most important things you need to discuss with your client is the need for honesty and full disclosure. I distinguish between the two, and that honesty means they're not going to lie to you, and full disclosure means they agree to tell you things that that you need to know rather than just not bringing it up. The client needs to have the kind of relationship with their coach that they feel like that they can talk about anything and they're not going to be condemned, and they're not going to be criticized, chastised, and so they should feel free to bring up anything that affects this relationship and affects them being able to achieve their goals, because the process is confidential. It's a pledge that we make to the client. We don't talk outside of that relationship about the client, about what their situation is, what their goal is, or anything else. Now, the client themselves, if they want to talk about it to somebody else, then that's up to them. Okay? But we, as the professional, we pledge confidentiality. Now, there may be times when we ask permission to talk about them with someone else, such as, do you mind if I talk to your wife about this? You may need to get more information, or you may need to help explain what the process is, because a lot of times the client is not the best person to explain what it is they're doing. Okay, would you explain this to my wife so she knows what I'm doing? You know, so there may be times when you ask permission to break confidence, but that's the only time. Your initial conversation is not a time to coach. Okay. This is a time just to talk about the process itself, not to getting into the actual coaching. You're going to answer any questions that they have about coaching, about the process itself, what it means, and what your role is as a coach and what their role is as a client. Now, there are several forms that you have examples of in the back of your workbook, and you'll want to go over some of these with your client. The client information sheet is one that they hopefully would have completed prior to your first session with them. That gives you basic background information and ways to contact them and the nature of their goal and things like that. Your mission statement. Discuss this with your client, but your mission statement is also something that you can use in your marketing, and we'll talk about that specifically as well. The promise statements, both the client makes certain promises to the coach and the coach makes promises to the client, and helps both sides know what to expect from each other. And the contract, the first session or the first meeting is the time to go over your contract to make sure that they understand, again, the legal ramifications of the contract and hopefully get that signed. And you definitely do need to have a contract when you're entering into a professional relationship with your client. We'll talk about some advantages of that. But then at the end of this orientation session, this is when you summarize and get a commitment and schedule the next session. Now, the client information sheet, again, you have a copy of this in your workbook, and you'll have a copy of it, access to a copy digitally, so you can make whatever changes you want to make. That's true of all of these forms. Okay, it gives you the basic contact information, any medical information. If they have some medical condition that could affect the coaching process, if they are receiving or taking any type of medication, that could affect the coaching process, and you need to know about that. Okay, what their stated desire or result is, this will be their initial indication of what their goal is, and that's your starting point when, again, you start to validate the goal. And the source of referral, this is kind of for marketing purposes. You want to know how they got your name, how they got your number, where they found you, so you'll know what's working and what's not working. Now, your mission statement, this is something that you need to work on as you set up your coaching practice. Okay? Your mission statement includes what your coaching intentions are, your objectives, core values, and standard of conduct. And probably the best way to explain this is just to let you read one. There's a sample in your workbook, and as well as one here that says, in my coaching practice, I intend to offer a variety of services designed to meet the individual needs of my clients while treating each client with respect and integrity. I will conduct myself in a professional manner consistent with the highest standards of conduct and ethical behavior. So that's just an example. And a mission statement doesn't have to include all four of those elements, but it's good for your clients, for your potential clients, and good for yourself. You know, a year or two after you're in business coaching and you're making money, you may need to come back and read your initial mission statement and remind yourself why you got into this business in the first place. Okay, so here again is a place to pause where you can go to your workbook and look on page 13 where there is an example there and the opportunity to write a draft of a mission statement as practice.